The quest for wholeness. Men and women pursue each other in their quest for wholeness. The male, lacking some basic feminine traits, seeks a woman who can give him what he needs. Actually, he's looking for the woman missing within himself. Similarly, the female is seeking outside herself the masculine aspect lying dormant within her. We all have within us a certain degree of imbalance between our masculine and feminine qualities. Becoming whole means establishing an equilibrium between them. The more we are willing to value a woman's authentic masculine side and a man's genuine feminine side, the healthier our relationships will be. As we become balanced and complete unto ourselves, we can more easily attract a similarly balanced and complete partner to assist us in our service. When two incomplete personalities come together, the result is not wholeness, but greater frustration. Two needy people cannot make each other happy. They are too busy trying to find fulfillment for themselves. When we become too desperate about anything, we should be careful. As long as we believe that someone out there will make us happy, we will never be successful in any relationship. But when we gain access to deeper layers of ourselves, we attain more of our natural harmony with nature and with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we become more complete and have a greater balance of masculine and feminine energies. Two whole personalities who come together have the opportunity to develop a strong relationship. They are not excessively dominant or dependent, nor do they manipulate each other to shore up their own insecurities. Such people do not behave like beggars looking for someone to perform miracles for them. Even if they ultimately fail to attract a partner, they will not feel lost because they appreciate everything the Lord has done for them. Instead of trying to acquire something for themselves, they will want to share their wholeness with others. In such a state, they come to resemble, in their own small way, the reservoir of divinity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who radiates love to everyone. The more we are whole, the more we are naturally loving and capable of divine associations, because in our essence we are actually loving beings who are only temporarily covered over. We begin to experience greater wholeness as we understand our inner nature as spirit souls and experience our connection with the Lord. However, in our quest for wholeness, we must be careful not to believe that we are healthier and more balanced than others. Remember, we are all insane to have taken birth in these material bodies in the first place. This limited physical world is largely one of frustration, depression, anxiety, and gloom, in which we live from day to day, longing for the pleasure and ecstasy we know are available somewhere. We ask frantically, where is that love? Lonely and depressed, we know something is wrong with us because we just cannot seem to find what we are seeking.